The tribe level of the state is now a bit high. Before this very jailbreak, we might put it at maybe 20-25. Now I would say it may be at 50-60%. Under the possibility of Boko Haram launching an attack, coordinated attacks across some vulnerable part of the state is high. And it has taken us backwards. If because of these very incarcerated commanders, some of the operations of the Boko Haram people has been having some setback, when they are released now, they will go and they will strategize and plan very well and continue with whatever they're doing. So it's a setback even on deterrence mechanism. When you apprehend a Boko Haram commander, the jailing, it's part of the deterrence mechanism. Now they are out. And it's no more than a year that some other ones escape out of Kwishe prison. So with this, it's a setback, and as I've said, it raises the threat level of the state.
Prior to this jailbreak, there have been questions about the ability of the Nigerian military and intelligence to cope with the onslaught of the Boko Haram. Now that they are out and with this flood situation, does the military have what it takes to not just recapture them, but also to secure the city?
It is my firm belief that the military, the Nigerian military, has the capability to secure the city. But you know, counterinsurgency operation is not just a military exercise alone. The Nigerian correctional service, those guys in charge of the prison service, the immigration, and especially the police, which the Department of State Security Services, they need to be on ground. And the moment this jailbreak happened about 3 or 5 days ago, I've not heard what the DSS and the police are doing in apprehending this very escaped terrorist. But apart from that, the military on their own are trying. Even this very flooding, you see the way they have been up and doing rescue. So the military, they are trying. To the best of my knowledge, they are trying. Even the local community, we still know that many people are collaborating and aiding the terrorists with intelligence, with fuel, with food, with logistics. People are still doing it. Now, how will the military cope with that? When you who the military are out there to protect you, you are the one who is aiding, collaborating with the insurgents. For whatever reason, God knows. So, but we can do our part. Other sister security agencies, the local community, I think we will make the work of the military easier.
There are also reports that the borders are porous and that some of these escaped quote-unquote militants and Boko Haram members may just slip out of the border and then slip back in when the situation stabilizes.
I am absolutely right. The borders are porous. It has been like this even before the return of democracy in 1999. It's porous, and that is why I was telling you the immigration service needs to be up and doing. The borders are porous. That is why even now the terrorists, they crisscross between Nigeria and the Niger Republic, Nigeria and Cameroon, and even Chad. It's easy for them to just look at any whatever and then they have disappeared. It's a major challenge.